Filling a vacant position at the city has often been a routine matter for Petersburg in the past, but under new policy this year, a majority of the council has to approve the replacement of any full-time employees. That's led to some debate last week as the city administration requested the council approve a hire that would fill a vacant operator's slot at the water and wastewater utilities. Councillor Melinda Hofstad asked why the position should be refilled.
I'm kind of looking at the fact that it looks like we're going to have over $1 million less revenue next year, and just looking at where we might be able to not fill a vacant position. So I'm wondering, what is this position, and how many people do we have up at the water and wastewater treatment plant?
The water and wastewater plants each have two employees, and a fifth employee is shared between them, according to Public Works Director Carl Hagerman. Hagerman explained these workers have to be specially trained and certified to do operations and maintenance at the plants.
You don't think about it too much, but whenever you turn on your tap mm-hmm. and you're able to drink safe water, and you can flush your water closet and have that end go away as well, these guys are the reason that you're able to do that. The state requires operators at the treatment plants to be certified. They do a lot of studying. They sit for tests. They gain the certifications needed. And after they receive that certification, they serve the community well, making sure that the plants run the way they should, all regulations are met. Mm-hmm. And to go into exactly what this position does, I could probably talk for 3 hours.
The position's been vacant for the past 3 months. Hagerman said the work that needs to get done has been piling up and the remaining crew has had to try and pick up the slack. Hofstad acknowledged that the revenue drop she mentioned was in the tax-supported general fund, not in the water utilities, which are supported by user fees, but she said she was just looking for places to economize. She wanted to know if the city could economize with the water-wastewater position. Hagerman didn't think so, but Councillor Bob Nilsen was not convinced.
There's always work piling up. You know, I run a fishing boat for years and always seem like we're behind. I go up the river and I'm always behind, but the population of Petersburg is decreasing, going downhill. Somewhere or other, we got to start thinking about this, that the population is going downhill. And I don't know where it's come from, but you got by all spring, and now you say, well, you got all this work piled up and everything, but can't somebody from some other department come fill in once in a while?
Hagerman emphasized again that the water and wastewater employees require special certification. The city requested this fifth position several years ago as Petersburg expanded its water system to Scow Bay, according to Hagerman.
We've got more to do. Even though the population is declining, I think everybody recognizes that in recent years, the system has expanded. So there's more for us to watch, keep track of, and do.
Most of the councillors, like Dan Hickman, were satisfied with the need for the employee and did not want to economize on water and wastewater systems.
I guess where it really boils down to, what Melinda and Bob are alluding to, is that the city of Petersburg is going to have to start deciding if we're going to have budget cuts and if we have million-dollar shortfalls on what services they want eliminated. And it's that simple. Potable water and wastewater, in my opinion, since I happen to use both more frequently than I'd like to admit to, isn't one of them. You have my support.
Mr. Mayor?
Thank you.
Go ahead.
I would just like to comment on Councillor Hickman's statement that we would want to eliminate potable water and wastewater.
That's not what I said.
Certainly not what I'm saying, but this is a fifth position there. So all I was asking is, it would be possible to run these on four positions instead of five.
The majority of the council didn't think so. Councillors Hickman, Ed Sarf, John Haverlick, and Mayor Al Dwyer voted to approve the hire. Councillors Hofstad and Nilsen were opposed. Councillor Mark Jensen was out of town. Meanwhile, the council is taking some steps to change local laws on shoveling sidewalks. The issue first came to the council's attention over the winter. Several Nordic Drive residents expressed their frustration about state plows leaving deep, heavy berms of snow on the sidewalk. Adding to that problem was the local ordinance that requires adjacent property owners clear the snow off of the sidewalks next to their property. So the Public Safety Advisory Board came up with some revisions to the local ordinance. Police Chief Dale Stone explained it to the city council.
The
primary focus of the citizen concern is state crews plowing snow from state roads onto sidewalks after citizens have just cleared them and the difficulty in removing that snow. The revision clarifies that snow removal requirements in ordinance apply only to city-owned streets and sidewalks and also provides some consideration for property owners when street crews pile snow off of the roads and back onto the sidewalks. Public Safety Advisory Board feels this revision strikes a balance between the need to keep sidewalks clear for pedestrians, as clear as reasonably possible, while still being fair to property owners.
Property owners on city-owned streets would still be required to clear their sidewalks, but the wording gives them more leeway, especially if the sidewalks get plowed over. The Public Safety Board also recommended the City Council send a letter to the State Department of Transportation outlining the safety concerns residents have raised about the state's plows burying the sidewalks in snow. Harold Medallin Jr.'s parents live on a corner lot on Nordic where part of their land abuts city-owned Singley Alley. Medallin said his parents were forced to give up part of their lot to the city for a sidewalk some time ago. And for Medallin, requiring his parents to clear snow from that sidewalk was adding insult to injury.
Well, it's kind of comical to watch when the ferry comes in or something out there and all these people come trooping along down the street and they turn into Singley Alley and all of a sudden they're walking in the street because there's no sidewalk on the side of the street that the pedestrians use. It's all on my parents' side. All came out of their piece of land. And that is not going to get shoveled no matter what this ordinance says. Most of the snow that gets on it, you can't, it's not well delineated when it's in the winter and those guys are on the plow. They might plow half the sidewalk with a snow plow or they might plow, you know, 5 feet out into the street and it all piles up there. And, you know, no matter what your ordinance says, we're not going to plow it.
At the suggestion of Councillor Bob Nilsson, the council added language to exempt elderly or disabled people from having to clear snow on city-owned sidewalks. The council passed the ordinance in first reading unanimously. The city bought some new property last week. The council approved the purchase of 102 Singley Alley, a corner lot adjacent to the Northern South Harbor parking lot. The price was $143,000, and the plan is to tear down the old house on the lot and use it for more parking. And the City Council decided to postpone action on the Cabin Creek Pipeline for now. Public Works Director Carl Hagerman presented the councilors with five options to fix the restricted flow problem that caused part of the line to collapse, but Councilor Melinda Hofstad and others were not yet ready to move ahead with design of that fix.
I don't think we can choose an option yet till we even find out what that what the substance is in the pipeline.
The substance Hofstad referred to has been clinging to the inside of the pipes and contributing to the flow problem, according to the city's engineers. It's apparently not a living growth, according to the lab, but the test did not conclusively identify what the stuff actually is and where it came from. Public Works is arranging for a second test to make sure it's not the plastic pipe itself deteriorating. That could mean a much bigger problem, but Public Works Director Carl Hagerman was encouraged that was not the case.
I did talk with the lab that analyzed the first sample, and put that question right to him. Is this the pipe? Is this mm-hmm. part of the pipe that's coming out in this sample mm-hmm. That we've sent you? And with absolutely no hesitation, the project manager said, no, it's not the pipe.
Mm-hmm.
However, following up with that question on, well, are there natural sources for this mm-hmm. type uh-huh. material? And she said, no. Huh. So it's... one answer and then one question. It's still not clear what it is.
Councilors discussed some of the repair options for the pipeline last week, but decided not to move forward with it until they could get a second lab test done on the substance. That could take a month or so. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.